You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We'll start on Wall Street, where it's a long list of malaise. Let's begin with Lehman Brothers. It announced its bankruptcy this morning, and that's the fourth largest investment firm in the United States, is now bankrupt. Bank of America is buying the largest brokerage house in the United States, Merrill Lynch, for $50 billion. That was unexpected and happened over the weekend. Finally, the Federal Reserve has changed its approach to lending money to deal with this emergency. Oil is down almost $6 a barrel. And for a reaction on the markets in Europe and London, which are all down roughly 3 to 5%, we are joined by Jeremy Batstone Carr, who's an analyst with Charles Stanley Stockbrokers in London. Jeremy, thanks for joining us.
Great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You know, we're not open here in Wall Street yet, but, you know, it's pretty ugly, and you've already experienced some fallout from the Lehman Brothers decision over in Europe. Run down what's going on in the markets there.
Yes, the ugly is the right word for it. I mean, it's orderly, but it is nonetheless cathartic. We're seeing 4.6% off the benchmark FTSE 100 as we speak. We're seeing about 4% off the DAX in Germany and about the same off the CAC in France. Quite clearly, financial stocks across the European markets are in the eye of the storm and are taking the most severe battering. A number of banks in the UK are down by more than 10%. Halifax Bank of Scotland, a large bank in this country, is down by 20% or more.
Jeremy, is the fact that this seems to be focused on the financial sector a positive for the manufacturing sector in the sense that the economy where most of consumers in the world live is actually still pretty healthy, or would that be a wrong conclusion to draw?
I think it's a wrong conclusion, I'm afraid. And the reason why Lehman's collapse and Merrill's takeover really matters is because this crisis, although it has its roots in the residential property market, is also a function of the fact that the funding markets have seized up. Now, the funding markets are important because that is where companies go to borrow money to finance their working capital and their capital expenditure, the money to grow, if you like. If they can't do that, then Main Street has got as much of a problem as Wall Street.
Well, Main Street is probably happy with the fact that oil is now well under $100 a barrel. 95.68 is what it's trading at right now. But is that a part of the global slowdown story as much as it is maybe a positive inflation number?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the lower oil price, and it is markedly lower today, it will come as good news because, of course, it's a major cost for many companies. But, of course, on the other hand, you've got the dollar problem. The dollar has recovered its poise on the foreign exchanges significantly. For those U.S.-based companies that trade considerably in overseas currencies, then the dollar's strength will lead to negative translation effects. So, you know, what you gain on the swings in terms of the oil price, you lose on the roundabouts in terms of a higher dollar.
All right. Well, I asked you about the consumers broadly, and you didn't have much positive to say there. Let's go from the other end to the other end of the spectrum. Let's what's a Warren Buffett, a big trader, to do today? I mean, is he sort of sitting there greedily picking up bargains as this debacle makes its way across Wall Street, or does he even have some problems?
What Warren Buffett should be doing, and I think it's incumbent on all leaders in the financial industry, is to put pressure on governments, not just the U.S. government, but the European administrations, the U.K. and the Asian authorities as well. This is a global problem. It requires a global solution. Forget moral hazard. What has got to happen is that a publicly funded vehicle has got to be created into which distressed financial assets have got to be sunk. Forget the moral hazard. Basically, confidence in the global financial system has got to be restored. We are talking about something as fundamental as that. Without it, so help all of us.
But the suggestion there is a kind of a United Nations financial peacekeeping fund, right? That's right?
It's a radical step. I quite agree. But look, the problem is that people want to draw a line in the sand now. They're saying, you know, Merrill Lynch, Lehman Brothers, AIG, perhaps we can say that the worst is now over. The problem is that while the authorities continue to address this major bloodletting by simply attempting to stick a sticking plaster over it, we have got to see worse, until the authorities wake up to the seriousness of the crisis.
Well, it's a spectacular and, slightly chilling analysis there. Jeremy Batstone Carr is an analyst with Charles Stanley Stockbrokers in London. He joined us from London, where the markets are down 4 to 4.6%. Let's just review the bidding for a moment. Bank of America has bought Merrill Lynch for $50 billion. At least that's the deal on the table. Lehman Brothers is now technically bankrupt. They will file for bankruptcy, it appears, this week, if not today. And AIG, the insurance giant, if it doesn't get $40 billion in bailout money today, will begin to take a drawdown in its asset portfolio, and we could be looking at the same crisis tomorrow. That's the latest from Wall Street. You got any positive news, Adora?
No, not really. Actually, we're going to move to Texas.